Raymond. You've reached Marianne and Raymond's house. Please leave a message. We're all ears. And if you're looking for Leo or Sarah, try the soccer field, the video arcade in the middle of town, or even their school. No, on second thought, don't try their school.
It's me. It's Raymond. I don't know what to say. I'm lost. I'm calling you from a phone booth near the highway. I left the clinic. I took the car, and it broke down. You know, it didn't have a reverse gear anymore, and now the transmission's completely shot.
I'm so sorry, Marianne. I don't know who could have done that to you. It was me, of course. Stupid. It was me. I could see you, you know. I see you on the telephone. Or rather, I can imagine you. You're, wearing your sister's sweater, her navy blue sweater. You're holding yourself as straight as the flame of a cigarette lighter. Your hair's hiding your cheekbones. You're rolling a few strands between your fingers. Are you still listening to the same song? I see a glass of something on the coffee table. Magazines all around, a lot of magazines. How can you read that, Marianne? How can you believe in astrology? And then I see your eyes. Your eyes that catch everything, your wonderful gaze. You're standing at the window, turning the answering machine around, on the lookout for a distant signal. I'd like to be that guy on the horizon signaling to you. Someone you'd be glad to go to.